been a pretty good year. Once again, the boys and the girls side got to be pleased. Your kids are right up there. Some good marks and times this year, aren't they?
Yeah, we're pleasantly surprised with some of the kids. There's some young kids that are, well, they're freshmen and sophomores, and they're coming through strong. Things seem to be clicking. They seem to all, you know, the chemistry seems to be pretty good. And a bunch of good kids, and they're a fun group to coach.
You know, on the boys' side, your upperclassmen, and gosh, hard to believe, senior. Owen Capps, boy, he's been doing it for a long time. Still remember in junior high and his talents there, and now he's almighty senior, and he's back once again leading a good vault crew, and he can, again, a young man can do a little bit of everything for you, can't he?
Yeah, he is. He's one of those guys, and we still don't know where we're going to put him on Thursday. It's just, yeah, he's one of those kind of kids that can do kind of anything. He hasn't quite matched his vault from last year, but we're hoping that that comes around at about the right time. So, yeah, he's having a good year again.
You know he has a big vault mark in him in one of these next couple of meets, doesn't he?
I think we all believe that. So, and I know he does. So, yeah, we're looking forward to some good marks here towards the end of the year.
I know he's part of a relay that's really been coming on as of late. I know the 4x1, also the 4x4 leads the district. So a couple of relays have really been coming on.
Yeah. And I guess maybe the 4x1, we didn't have maybe such high hopes, but they've been dropping their time down nicely. And the 4x4, that's just a matter of getting the reps in and getting the meets in, and it looks like they're even come down pretty well, when we need to be down there.
You mentioned some of your youth. You've got a couple of, one freshman, one sophomore. I know Thunder Nelson in the sprints, and Eric Wood has been coming along once again as a sophomore for you. A couple of youngsters got a bright futures for you.
Yeah, Eric was, last year we didn't quite know where to put him, but all of a sudden now he's a 12-foot vaulter, and he's running 54-something leadoff leg. So, yes, he's definitely made a big step in his sophomore year here. And Thunder is one of those guys, again, where we're still trying to figure out where to put him. He can do a lot of different things, and he's just has a great attitude, and he's just coming out competitive, and really glad to have him out.
Marcus Hernandez back once again. It's incredible. A vaulter and a distance runner. That's what a tough combination that's got to be.
Yeah, it makes it kind of hard to know how to practice sometimes, but I think we mostly take him first in the distance workout, and then he uses what's left for the pole vault practice, and then I think he does some weekend work in the pole vault too. So he's making it work, makes it a little tough, and then he comes back after that mile and runs the mile relay, and he's a tough kid. He loves the challenges.
Those are some of the names right there that score points, but I'm sure there's some others on the boys' side that have really come along for you as well.
Yeah, we've got a Coleman Langford's been doing pretty well in both hurdle races. He's a little banged up. I'm not sure if he's going to run both races on Thursday, but he's coming along really well too. There are several, but we do get the bulk of them from about five, six boys, and then we're going to need more than that though Thursday from some of the other ones. So that's how that works.
On the girls' side, it's kind of a youth. Your youth is really scoring some points for you. You got a young lady runs the open quarter. She, you know, the half, and also a hurdler as well. So one of the great point scorers as a freshman this year.
Yeah, there again, she can do anything like you mentioned from the both hurdle races to the quarter to the 800, 8-6 in the vault. And that's just what we've entered her in so far. We don't know what else she can do, but pretty talented little freshman.
Some other events, Coach, got a discus thrower. It's flirting with 100 feet. Gracie Henson is just a sophomore. So, again, another young lady who is showing a lot of promise in that event.
Yeah, I think our throwers have just consistently improved a little at a time. And that's kind of how that event works sometimes. And then you never know. Sometimes all of a sudden they'll pop something by 2 feet better than they've ever done. So, they keep improving. That's what you hope for.
And then I know you mentioned one young lady with the vaulter and then Aislinn Kinner in the vault, and also the high jump is right up there, looking to score some points for her on Thursday as well.
Yeah, and high jump is a total surprise to us. She had never really high jumped. I think she maybe did in junior high a little bit, but then she went 4:10 here a couple meets ago. And she's also an 8.6 vaulter and a pretty decent high hurdler. So another talented, youngster, sophomore.
Well, majority of those kids, Coach, we talked about are underclassmen. You got them for a couple of more years. That's kind of nice that the future looks pretty bright for some of these kids.
That's what you hope for, and even in the junior high level, I'll be seeing them today again. There's a few there that looks like they're going to keep coming, especially in the boys. We've had a little bit of a dry spell in the girls, but we'll eventually get through that.
Coach's RPEC meet, I think it's going to be pretty special. It's going to be warm. The wind's probably going to blow in there in Benkelman, but to get a warmer day, and boy, these marks and the competition and all events, girls and boys, is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be very typical. It's such a competitive meet. That's what I'm kind of looking at now. I got to get my entries in here. And it just, there's no weak events. And it sounds like in a couple of years it's going to be even more competitive. There's going to be a couple extra teams in there, the way it sounds. So it's going to be an outstanding, already is an outstanding conference, and it's going to get better.